Once upon a time, there was a catfish. And there was a boy. And there was also a grandfather. Once upon a time, the catfish was legendary. Now, it's a myth. Back in the 80s, it was legendary. And the news has spread about the Black Lake. Get ready to hear a story about a monster catfish. Once upon a time, there was a boy. A special boy who really liked tales. He was a teenager. And when he was in high school, all the kids teased him. He didn't really like it. I'm sure you can imagine that he didn't. But then, one thing happened. A thing that made him happy. First day in the morning, he saw a poster. An awesome poster. It looked like a poster with a catfish on it. A giant catfish. And he always liked going into remote places where dangers lie. He'd heard of this lake before, though. His great-grandfather told it. Those tales to him. Tons of military reports checking the Black Lake. Tons of people trying to identify the creature in it. But nothing so far has been found. Punctured elbows. Bloody thighs. And ripped hands with flesh have been found in the lake. Nothing more. There have been reports of military ships tipping over in the Black Lake. But there was nothing reported in the lake yet. When the boy was finally 19, 2 years later, none of the boys teased him, for he was in a new school. And then he retired, eventually. And now he wanted to do something. Something fun. Something inspiring. So what he did was went into his memories and remembered the sign with the Black Lake and the catfish. He wanted to venture there. He wanted to know what was in the lake. He wanted to know how big the catfish was, if the catfish was the poster said. But once upon a time, he did do it. He went on a helicopter the next day. A helicopter which had reporters, tons of people to go to the Black Lake volunteered. And then something happened. He finally got the helicopter ticket and caught the helicopter exactly at 7 o'clock. Right when the helicopter was gonna take off. The co-pilot said, "You're lucky." So did the real pilot. Then He saw tons of reporters, someone he even knew from noodling. He saw some gears, mostly flare guns and swords and katanas. That's all he really saw, except for some blasters. He asked one of his friends, "What do these blasters do?" The friend answered, "Electrocute. The catfish will be dead before you know it." "Oh, can I try one?" "Talk to the co-pilot. You're only fit." "See, talk to the pilot. The pilot's the only one who lets you open the door. Test it on a bird."
Pilot, can I open the door, please?"
"Why would you want to?" "Don't open the door." "Okay, if you really want to, just tell me what you're doing."
"I wanna test one of these blasters, the electrocutors, on bird."
"Try it."
Suddenly, there was a flock of seagulls swooping in. He hit 10 seagulls, and then he tried out throwing a spear. It went right through, it punctured right through, and went right through the seagull's little flippy feet. He heard 10 splashes of the seagulls going in to the water.
"Dustin Ocean, the Black Lake, we have arrived. Get rifles, the electrocuting guns, flare guns, spears, katanas, and swords. Anything you can find aboard the pilot. And a sub. Engaging sub."
Suddenly, he heard a big boom and a helicopter landing. He heard some military guards saying,
"Black Lake, 10 reports.
Only one life been saved."
"Da-da-dun, da-da-dun." "And 10 reports of what?"
He heard. "And, sir, another military guy saying,
"Oh, life. Da-da-dun, da-da-dun."
Then he saw something. What he saw was not what he wanted to see. He saw sperm, catfish sperm, as big as a truck. His friend said,
"How big is the catfish anyways?"
Then he noticed one of the pilots and roommates sitting next to him, muttering about the time limits. He said, "What do you mean time limits?"
Time before the tide rises and drowns the military."
"What? The military is a high place. Where is the water?"
2 yards away."
Then he heard the autopilot say,
"Arrived at Black Lake."
He saw a sub nearby and his team already closing the hatch, saying,
"Anyone else on the sub?"
He said, me, wait for me." He ran into the sub, sucked the capsule, and saw what his friend saw. His friend gulped. It was a big, steep, slippery water slide road going into the Black Lake. "I can see why they call it the Black Lake," he said.
"Oh, zip it.
Oh, zip it. Oh, zip it, Jack.
Jack said, I don't want to.
Oh, Jack. We're going down. Engage in 3, 2, 1. We're in.
They saw crabs. They saw a leg passing by. And then they saw a very deep, dark hole, getting wider and wider as you went in. But no light can be seen. They went in. They heard flipper sakes. They heard a man in distress scream. He knew it was time. What they saw was not what they expected. 10-foot-long giant cactus. Jack thought it looked more like a koi, but it was a cactus. Then they saw something in its mouth. It looked, you want to say, like a like a giant catfish. Once they saw what they have entered, it was a 10-foot-long, and that's a worldwide record. It was a 10-foot-long catfish. To Jack, it looked more like a koi.
Do we have to go in there? Do we have to?
His friend said, of course we do.
What do you think we drove or helicoptered all the way here for?
He sighed. And then he saw something in its mouth, the cactus's mouth. It looked like a head with a shoulder and arm still intact. He saw a red liquid coming from his mouth. They saw a thigh pass by. And then suddenly, they heard a large boom. And they left the catfish as they got towed up by a military car. It turned out they got towed up by a line and hook. And then they sighed.
Something, muttered his friend.
One of his teammates said, oh my god, look, it's not good. We are getting captured by the military. He did not like the teammate's voice at all, neither his personality. But then he saw that the military was no harm. They were eating while a big truck was towing them up. Nom, nom, nom. Then they saw a boss. There was no doubt it was a boss. And with one flick of a noise, actually two flicks, free flick, one very big free flick, someone fell down with a dart implanted in him. You heard his teammate say, "Oh my God, that's not good." He laid flat on the floor, snoring. "Don't worry, only a dart. Not a sleepy, sleepy dart. I'll wake up in 10 hours. Oh my God, what did you do to him? What did we do? Good question. What did we do? Oh my. Now why were you in the lake? Because we. What? Because we want to see the catfish. What catfish?" the boss demanded. "The monster catfish. That is a myth. Teammates, guns out. Now." Heard the lock of batteries going in. And suddenly, the boss. The boss disappeared. So did one of the teammates' guns. One of the military's rifles. One of the military. Ah! And his friend. Suddenly, only the helicopter guy who'd been piloting the helicopter and him were friends. Were there and were friends. They saw a big catfish tail. And they heard a splash back into the seas. But, of course, there was an army of military. Luckily, someone had a bow and arrow. Pew, 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 pew. That was useful. Finally, when he kicked one of the militaries in the face, and nearly knocked a tooth out, and then also kicked one of the militaries into the Black Lake, hit him so hard that he screamed in bloody murder, and then hit him so hard that he flew into the car and put a dent in it. All the militaries were out. And then, once he used a katana and saw right near his contestants, sewing his heart-stained underpants. Then, what happened? Once he saw one thing, a fin. Dun 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 dun. It was a submarine. The submarine was sinking. They only had one small sub, so they chose to keep the submarine. The co-pilot and the pilot rushed to, well, in Jack, rushed to the Rio, where they reeled up the big, big sub. They noticed a certain mark like a bite mark.
Jack did not like the look of this. I learned it to other people. They decided something had to be wrong. Something that they were not comfortable thinking of.
The thing it was not what they expected.
It was the catfish mark. So, Jack knew catfishes could bite, but he never knew they would bite. They could bite through metal. All of the catfishes that Jack seen looked friendly.
Suddenly, Jack put on some goggles and was ready for the worst. They went in. Dark submarine. And the dark windows and the dark catfish and the dark black lake looked all so scary. But then we searched for his memories again.
He remembered the sign.
Remembered his father saying, never give up. Never. Remembered his sister used the same as mother.
You're as wicked as
hell. You can do it.
Demanded the pilot and co-pilot, who I'm sorry I did not tell you, didn't get snatched, luckily. And then they all went up.
Because that's what he ordered them to do.
He put on some scuba gear, a spear, and a flare gun in his pocket, locked on, and a machete, and sewed onto his belt. He didn't know why I sewed. It already had a belt. But he figured it was best if he not argued and said he didn't want it on. Anyways, it was best if he didn't argue. Suddenly, they heard a rumble. A giant rumble. They heard a leaking sound. A crumble. And then, a distress signal. He saw his friend being ripped apart by a giant 10-foot long catfish. Then, I saw something that knife where I'm liked. It was the submarine that had a crack. He said, we need to go up now. The pressure down here will crush us to pieces. He heard a chewing noise. It was the pilot chewing on Cheerios. He grabbed one of the Cheerios from his hand. The pilot said, hey, give me that back. And then pushed it out and crack.
material got bigger and bigger as the water puddle in the submarine got bigger and bigger. The pilot said, "We should have been up by now. Something's wrong with the engine. We can't get up if something's wrong with the engine." Well, I don't know. Well, how dare you? Ah, ah, ouch, that hurt. Ah, ah, ah. Keep hitting him and hitting him. And then, eventually, he sighed. Jack. Against the crack. The crack got bigger. Big enough for him to go through the crack. And that's exactly what they did. They pushed him out and ran off with him in the water. He needed to get back to the surface. He just needed something to get him back. He remembered the propeller of a submarine, and he saw, to him, it looked like a koi shape, a koi fish. Right then, he had the craziest idea. That catfish coming towards him, he was gonna hop on that catfish and tame him. Luckily, he found the lasso in his pocket. And for some reason, beef turkey. He ran up to the fish. Fish tried to bite him, but he blocked the fish with the lasso. When the fish screamed, he gave him a bit of fish. Beef turkey. But then he looked. Submarine sunk. Oh well, he thought. And then he saw a scrape on him. It leaked blood. He noticed the catfish was sniffing his blood. When the catfish tried to take a bite, he whipped him with the lasso. And then he made the catfish follow him. Once they finally got to the surface, and he was riding on the catfish's back roguely, putting his bloody hand on me. Putting his bloody hand on the catfish's mouth, and well, next to his mouth, he knew that he was gonna get bit. And yes, he held the catfish up to the surface. When he finally got to the surface, took a deep breath, gave the catfish beef turkey, and went up to the sallows, where he sat laying with the big creature, swimming and sniffing at his mangled hand. Dun, dun, dun. soar, my mom would like to speak now. Go on, Mama.
Well, that was Pierce's story, and he is a very good storyteller.
We have more to go.
We'll see you next time.
Say bye. Bye.